We're here at the Independent Commission on Multilateralism's retreat on terrorism, looking at issues of ideology, identity politics, and organized crime. To take stock of what drives terrorism today, what should international actors look at?
Well, I think the first thing to keep in mind is the complexity of the nature of terrorism itself. We can speak of it in the singular, or we can take a step back and see how much of a plurality there is involved there. And so the idea is to see in recent years how fast the question of political violence, which is the other name of terrorism, has shot up at the forefront of the news agenda. Clearly, this is a post-9/11 development, but we're going through another one these days, of course, with the whole discussion around the Islamic State. I would say that what we have seen is some sort of continuity in terms of the challenges that are posed by extremist political violence to societies around the world. This is the process of radicalization that ends up targeting civilians. But around this, we have also the transformation of a number of political groups as well.
Earlier, you spoke about both the evolution and the context of terrorism. So what is that context that you were referring to?
This is the heart of the question. There are two levels to the process of terrorism. On the one hand, you have a continuing historical challenge. Essentially, terrorism as a modern phenomenon, late 19th century throughout the 20th and early 21st century, there is a process by which you see the manifestation of this type of violence undermines the functioning of societies around the world. And this is a complex matter to deal with because you have vectors that are remaining the same. This is how individuals or groups, organizations gradually drift through some sort of ideology, whatever the ideology, and then start resorting to that. The second level is the specifics of the here and now. This is the other aspect of terrorism, that every new generation gives it a certain latest version, shall we say. We see this with a number of waves. In terrorology, we call them the four different waves. The anarchist one, and then the nationalist one, and then in the 1970s, the radical left-wing extremist, and then since the early 80s, the religiously oriented one. Arguably, we are today in the 2010s facing the emergence of another such wave, which I would describe as a combination of the legacy of Al-Qaeda, that is this type of transnational projection, but on the other hand, you have also some sort of updating of that through what ISIS is doing, namely the combination with territoriality.
And what should international actors know about ISIS to understand terrorism more broadly today?
They should realize how important IS is. ISIS is not a passing fad. It is not the latest group that we have to think of, such as AQIM 2 years ago or Boko Haram for the past year. There's something deeper going here because you have the combination of a number of things which give us a bit of a perfect storm. What is ISIS ultimately when we ask? Well, on the one hand, you have an Iraqi story, which is a big component of this. This is the post-2003 situation in that country. The gradual degeneration also after the Maliki management of that. You have ISIS is also a Syrian story, that is an Iraqi gone to Syria and back story. You have the global nature of it. You have the legacy and the imprint of Al-Qaeda, which is undeniable. The references to bin Laden, the references to Zarqawi as the mentors of the group are right there. And you have also, finally, the emergence of this unprecedented global fighters wave going in. All of that gives you something which is of a specific nature. Add to this the territoriality. The Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, to begin with, give you this specific location, it becomes the Islamic State. But that combination makes it a bit of a hybrid, which I think is only dealt with partially in the conceptualization of it.
And in the face of all of those complexities, do you see opportunities to improve or reframe multilateral approaches to counterterrorism or violent extremism?
Well, there's no other choices there. This is what policymakers have to do to deal with this level of violence and threat. But I do believe that dealing with it starts with a proper understanding, a proper conceptualization. Anti-terrorism is always fighting the last battle. We're always catching up. This is a common theme in those types of policies. What can be done this time around is to learn from 10 years of post-9/11 and draw some lessons, what has been done properly and not. Clearly, counterterrorism has been improving in the past couple of years, given the magnitude of the threat, but we're still not able, I think, to be proactive. Look at the sophistication of their media operation. One of the ways to conceptualize this is to think of counterterrorism inevitably going through multilateral approaches, which is not just cooperation among states, it's also the conceptualization of it. It's the involvement of international civil society. It's the involvement of think tanks that are able to analyze these things in a depoliticized way. All of this will give us multiple entry points, which will at least enable a better understanding and hopefully a better policy making on this.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.